Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Okay, so loan officer training, the importance of it. I touched upon it last week, but I can't tell you how important working with your commercial loan officers are. You must train them. They must be part of this. I always estimate 90 to 95% of banks underreport their community development loans. There's just not enough hours in the day. I know that's alarming, but it's the reality. You don't have enough time to mine for every community development loan or to touch every loan that the bank's made. So you really need to engage with the line and get them to send you prospects of loans that they've made or about to make that might remotely count for community development. I used to say, if it remotely counts, just let me know. I'll do the rest of the work, you know, as the first step to creating the relationship. Recently, I was conducting some customized bank training for loan officers, and it was really great because these loan officers, they've just never really been trained on it, or they haven't been trained often enough. And so when we review their pipeline reports, I ask them questions like that small business, do they retain jobs for low to moderate income people? Or tell me, is there a set aside for affordable housing? And I just keep asking questions about their borrowers or their potential borrowers. And they're like, oh, and then through the course of that training, we identify community development loans. It's so powerful. Again, it's the art of CRA is not creating a bunch of new programs and originating a bunch of new and different and special loans. It's uncovering what you're already doing. The nature of having your bank doors open, you are serving the community. And a lot of times you are originating loans with a community development purpose and you didn't even know. So it's so much fun when I train those commercial loan officers. We always come up with a whole new list of community development loans that they may have overlooked. So it's fun and it's just great light bulb moment. So I hope for you to get out and to train those loan officers and to help them identify more community development loans. So if they do that on the front end, then it's less work on the back end for you. And let's say they didn't identify a community development loan at the front end. Occasionally, you can send just a quick training moment, like just a quick email, maybe quarterly, that says, oh, here's a bunch of community development loans that your division identified. Great job, right? So that you you remain top of mind. They keep thinking about what other loans that they're doing that might also count. So I really want you to think about your loan officers as partners in community development and create those relationships and find ways and touch points to meet with them, train them, and create more community development loans for your bank. So definitely create a plan and then organically create those relationships so that they see you as key to their work as well and that they see their role in the CRA program. So I really want you to carve out an intentional training program with your commercial loan officers. Really want you to create that solid strategy so that they can identify community development loans and be a partner in community development. The return on your time invested is priceless, I promise. So get training building those relationships. Until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.